and Jeff and Chuck are actually here in the office with us.
Roger. Does Roger need to?
Yeah, so Roger, I think you're on if you want to call the meeting to order.
Okay, I'm going to ask number one for, a motion so that we can go into, I guess I got to call the meeting to order.
Call the meeting to order, and we need a roll call.
This is the meeting of January 3rd, 2013.
Mr. Cuddy?
Here.
Mr. Alberti?
Here.
Mr. Chase?
Yes.
Mr. Beck is not here. Mr. Raybolds?
Here.
Mr. Vandermeulen?
Here.
Mr. Graham?
Here.
And Chairman Ewing is absent. We have six, which is a quorum.
Okay, our second item of business is to move into executive session. Do we have a motion, Bob?
Yes, this is Bob. Pursuant to Idaho Code 67-2345, subsection C and F, I request the board resolve in an executive session for the purposes of considering the acquisition. Is this going to be the same one?
Yes.
Communicating with you.
It's a problem, Bob.
It is. This is the acquisition of property.
Right. It's the one with communicating with legal counsel for items of litigation.
All right. Press the board resolve in executive session for the purposes of dealing with their attorneys. Not presently. Oh, isn't there? Communicate with legal counsel regarding legal ramifications of and legal options for pending litigation or controversy not yet being litigated, but imminently likely to be litigated. Press a roll call vote be taken that the secretary record the vote in the minutes of the meeting.
Good recovery, yes, Bob. I second it.
Okay, call the roll, please.
Mr. Beck? Absent. Mr. Chase?
Yes.
Mr. Graham?
Aye.
Mr. Raybolds?
Aye.
Mr. Alberti?
Aye.
Chairman Ewing is absent. Mr. Cuddy?
Aye.
And Mr. Vandermeulen?
Aye.
We have six.
Okay, we are... You're in executive session. Okay, Mr. Chairman Clive, we have our board members back in the room. Apologize for that.
Okay.
And
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, appreciate the opportunity to present to you today the Blackfoot Equitable Adjustment Settlement Agreement and the Blackfoot River Management Plan. Both of these documents are a product of the required as part of the 1994 Hall Indian Water Rights Agreement. In water right number 2711375, which was in that agreement, paragraph XD provided that we would protect through this agreement the right of natural flow diversions from the Blackfoot River that were in existence prior to January 1, 1990, whose rights are decreed in the SRBA. At the time we put the agreement together, we were unable to at that time ascertain the extent of the diversions under those rights. And so the water right expressly provides that in the event that the diversions are in excess of 45,000 acre feet on an annual basis, that there would be an equitable adjustment to the tribal water right to account for the impact of those additional diversions. In addition to that provision in the Fort Hall Agreement, there's Article 8.3 provided for development of a Blackfoot River Management Plan, because at the time of the development agreement, we were unable to reach agreement on how administration of these rights would occur until we had a full accounting of all rights. As I previously briefed the board on this matter, we have, over the course of the last 6 to 7 years, been working with the United States, the tribe, and the Committee of Nine to reach a resolution of both the equitable adjustment and the Blackfoot Management Plan. In addition, we have been working and coordinating with the Basin 27 water users, those who enjoy the benefit of the subordination provision contained in the Blackfoot River water right. The documents you have before you represent the collective effort of the four signatory parties. We've each agreed to recommend these documents to our respective constituents and seek approval of them. I reluctantly have to advise the board that despite our best efforts to reach agreement with the Blackfoot Basin 27 water users, we were unable to reach a final resolution that met with their, at least the advisory committee we were working with met with their approval. And so therefore, we're in a situation where we are required to submit documents to the court before the end of January, representing what the signatory parties are prepared to do with the Blackfoot Management Plan and the equitable adjustment. And an opportunity will be afforded to then anybody opposing the agreements to come forward and object and register their concerns with the court. And that's unfortunately the situation we find ourselves in with the Basin 27 water users. A little bit of history before I kind of come back to the agreements themselves. We are not in a position where, at least based on the evidence we have to date, that we have exceeded the 45,000 acre feet cap or diversion number in the Blackfoot water right. Though what our analysis shows is that at times, particularly in a good water year when there's a lot of water to divert, we approach that number. The objective of this agreement is to put ourselves in the position that in the event that we were to exceed that 45,000 acre feet, we would have a mechanism for doing that equitable adjustment to the tribal water right and avoid any future conflict. And so that's really the objective coming out of the agreement. The agreement that we have before you in terms of the equitable adjustment, I want to give credit where credit is due, was largely the brainchild of Alan Kelsch, who's in the audience there. Alan, on behalf of the Committee of Nine, after we looked at many different alternatives, came forward with the idea that what we should do is look to optimize the water supply in the Blackfoot River Basin by storing water when it's not otherwise being used by the Basin 45 water users to the benefit of the tribe. And then, in the event, in order to cover any potential diversions in excess of that 45,000 that could not otherwise be covered by this credit and debit system of accruing water to storage in years it's not being used, would provide for Water District 01 to provide 10,000 acre feet of additional insurance water that would be made available to the tribe. What we believe between both the credit and debit system and the insurance water that is provided under the equitable adjustment agreement is that that will be sufficient to cover or to provide water to the tribe that's equivalent to the diversions that would occur under the Basin 27 water users' natural flow water rights, and that is based upon an analysis of the diversion data that we've collected over the last 3 years. It gives us hard, solid data, and a model that we have that was developed by the technical committee members that shows that based upon water records from the early 1980s to present, that the amount of water that would be available under this credit, debit, and insurance system program would be sufficient to cover the diversions to beneficial use that occurred prior to January 1, 1990. And the reason that January 1, 1990 date is important is that was the operative date for which the insurance was intended to be, or the protections for subordination was intended to be applied to the Blackfoot water users themselves. The basic difference we have with the Basin 27 water users is the issue of whether they're entitled to protection up to the extent of the beneficial use as it existed as of January 1, 1990, or whether they're entitled to protection up to the full extent of the water right as decreed by the SRBA court. And as you're aware, in many instances, the decreed amount of the right-of-right is substantially in excess of what is actually being diverted, and that's the difference that we have. Is they, Basin 27 water users desire protection up to the full extent of all of the decreed amount versus our position that they're entitled to protection up to the extent of beneficial use that existed as of January 1, 1990. And so that's basically what the equitable adjustment agreement would do. The Blackfoot management plan is the mechanism by which we would implement the equitable adjustment agreement. It provides for an allocation of the responsibility for doing water measurements and to administering the water rights within the basin. I've previously briefed the board on these issues, so I don't intend to go back through those agreements in detail other than to provide this general overview at this point in time and to indicate to the board that at this point in time we're requesting your authorization to allow us to move forward with these two documents, to submit them to the court, and to then have an opportunity to provide the Black Basin 27 water users their opportunity to raise any concerns or objections they might have to the agreement, and hopefully be able to get a resolution to this long-standing conflict that that we've been working on for the last 6 to 7 years. And with that, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions, anybody? Good, Quad. Okay. Questions? I'll proceed with this.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, I'd like to give the opportunity for Alan Kelch to say a few words, if he would like to, since he's here in the audience.
Okay.
Probably need to come up and maybe say.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Alan Kelch, on behalf of the Committee of Nine, I just want to express that I appreciate the efforts of Mr. Strong and the Attorney General's office to bring this settlement agreement together. I would convey to the board that the Committee of Nine will be presented the same proposal on the 17th, and the Committee of Nine has tentatively has approved a previous version of the document, and so the new document, other than some wordsmithing, is basically the same as you have in front of the board members today, and I expect approval from the Committee of Nine on the 17th. And I just, we like Clive said, we've been working on this for several years, and every effort has been made to bring the parties together, which we believe we have right now. Basin 27 water users, the non-tribal users, we had hoped for their endorsement to the document, but as Clive conveyed to all of you, we just couldn't get them to come on board with that one last issue. So I appreciate the opportunity to address you and stand for any questions if needed.
Thanks, Alan. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman, this is Clive again. I did forget to include one other comment. I did receive emails from the United States and the tribe yesterday indicating that they likewise are taking the agreement to their respective clients for approval and expect to receive that approval. There may be some minor wordsmithing issues as we move to the final conclusion, but substantively, they've indicated concurrence in the documents that are before you.
Thank you, Clyde. Okay, board, how'd you like to proceed?
Mr. Chairman, this is Brian. You do have a resolution in front of you attached to these documents that would approve both of these documents and then authorize the chairman to go ahead and sign them on behalf of the board.
Okay, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Jeff. I move for the adoption of the resolution regarding the Blackfoot River Equitable Adjustment Settlement Agreement.
This is Pete, second. Roll call on this?
Voice vote, I think, is sufficient.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. need a motion for the second document, or does that cover both of them?
That resolution does cover both documents, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thanks again for all of the work on that. Move on to the next item, then.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, the next item is the Treasure Valley Comprehensive Aquifer Management Plan. And I'm going to turn it over to Neely Miller of staff to walk through a memo that you have in front of you as well on this item.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Patton. My name is Neely Miller, and I'll be giving the board an update on the Treasure Valley camp process. At the November 2012 board meeting, concerns were raised by some board members regarding the final draft version of the Treasure Valley Comprehensive Aquifer Management Plan. With these concerns in mind, the board remanded the plan back to the Water Resource Planning Committee to determine how to proceed forward. The Water Resource Planning Committee met on December 13, 2012, and recommended the board hold the plan and not submit it to the legislature in 2013. The committee recommended that all comments received on the plan will be reconsidered and revisions to the plan will be brought to the board later this year prior to taking it to the legislature in 2014. Staff recommends that any action on the plan in 2013 be delayed until new board appointments are made by the governor and new board members and committees are in place. And with that, I will stand for any questions if needed.
Any questions for Neely?
No.
Do we need to vote on this or just move forward?
Mr. Chairman, you do have a committee recommendation that the camp be held and then remanded back to that committee. So I think a motion would probably be in order.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we accept the committee's recommendation.
And staff recommendation?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hey. Any opposed? Okay, let's move forward with it. Thank you. Next item.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, next item is item number 5, recharge water right applications. And I'm going to turn it over to Matt Weaver, and I believe he's going to ask for a motion concerning these applications.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Just real briefly, we've been working on amending the water right applications for aquifer management recharge in the name of the board, originally filed in 1998. There's 19 of those, and in regards to those, I would like to make a motion that the board authorize staff to finalize the amendment of those applications for managed aquifer recharge consistent with the following principles, and that we submit those revised applications to the department for review on or before January 15th, 2013. The principles that we will be using to guide the modification of those applications include ESPA camp goals, the policy position that the board has adopted over the past few years that recharge should be an opportunistic use of surface water that does not interfere with the optimal capture of storage water in the Upper Snake Reservoir system, the achieved recharge practices that have occurred over the last 5 years, incorporation of all recharge partners' points of diversion and places of use used over the last 5 years, Mike McVeigh's priority analysis work that has identified the locations where recharge will have the greatest effect on aquifer storage in the ESPA, and water availability analysis based on physical availability of water, priority date recognition, and avoidance of interference with reservoir capture and environmental considerations and impacts in the various river reaches. I would also like to request that the board authorize the chairman to sign those completed applications on behalf of the board.
Does that seem to cover everything we wanted in there, board? So, do we have a motion? That doesn't count.
This is Jeff. I'll make the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor, by the sign of aye?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, move forward with that, please, Matt. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, you're at item number six, next meeting and adjournment. I just want to walk through a couple of logistical items for your next meeting. As you know, the next meeting is scheduled for January 24th and 25th, same week as the water users here in Boise. So just a couple of other items here. I have been told by the governor's office that they plan to announce board appointments soon, perhaps as early as tomorrow. Associated with that, they're planning to get the new board appointees or reappointees into the legislature in front of the Senate for their confirmation hearings on the afternoon of the 25th. That'd be the Friday that the board meets. So I'd just like you guys to keep that date in mind. In addition to that, the governor's office is also requesting that at that same time that it be an opportunity for the board to report back to the Senate committee. So it'd be more than just the confirmation hearings, but an opportunity to report to the Senate committee on the board's actions and activities. So even if you're not up for reappointment, I think there's an expectation that you might be expected to attend that and participate in that report. So that any questions surrounding that potential Senate appointment?
Any questions on that?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, anything else, Brian?
That's all I have at this point, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we'll look forward to our next meeting, and I look forward to a motion to adjourn then.
I move we adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.